of God flows in the direction of the wisdom of God. If you understand that, even in flowing the supernatural and ministry, you know that when you have a revelation that God gives you, an instruction, the power of God is going to flow in that direction. He said, do you have counsel and might to war? You need might. You need your spirit energized. So while Paul prayed for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be activated in the saints, he also prayed. He said that you may be strengthened with might by spirit in your inner man. We need to pray to be saturated, to be inundated with the might of God.
To be here with us again tonight, Apostle Pastor Dr. Caris Amewelt. Thank you so much. I want you to celebrate your pastor and his lovely wife, Pastor Peniel Amewelt. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the honor and the privilege to be here. It's not a right. I'm grateful. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the friendship, the brotherhood through the years. Thank you. I'm grateful. Amen. Amen. You see, the way you people celebrate somebody in this your church, even if you are not anointed, you beg the Holy Ghost before you come in. You have to beg the Holy Ghost to help you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. Thank you, Pastor Enoch and your lovely wives. Good to see you guys. Amen. Pastor Tina, Pastor Peter is not here. And all the pastors and leadership, thank you so much. It's my joy to be here again. Amen. I couldn't make it for the last outpouring because I was in town, or else I would have occupied my seat. Amen. Thank you so much. Can we lift up our hands and bless the Lord tonight? Can we honor Jesus? Helesuske pratica pana velenosika pratica pande sika vrada. Oh, Spirit of the Living God, liando silate paranino suske fratila kaba. Can you lift up your voice and bless him? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sile bratica frandi asusa mande kota brake suske vrata kula. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. For you have not called the seeds of Jacob to seek you in vain. Thank you, Father, for the second day of this conference. Thank you for the supply of your spirit tonight. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for what you are set to do. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon us tonight. The hand of our God is upon us. Kiba la saila, ebrata kumbre kita, bela suna kipa lata. Aila basande kumbre keta, aiba sakino fela, abrandi asuka baile monsata, ambe kuta saila, mande kuta saka baila, abre keta kila baratai, abala saka brandi akombe. Belano sila aitofa berana masika akombre kila habratila shataila habrakataila kuta mangre kida batai. Oh, sabila barata bradia soka vila mande kiabala. Oh, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the supply of grace. We thank you for the manifestations of your spirit. We thank you for light. We thank you for might. We thank you for your grace. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can you please just take your seat? Let's go into the word before we begin to pray. Helefsi Kavana. Break your fallow ground. Sow not among thorns. Sow in righteousness and reap mercy. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rain righteousness upon us. Isaiah chapter 9, there's 2 verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Can you turn to Psalm 72? Psalm 72, let's read from verse 7 to 11. In his days the righteous shall flourish, an abundance of peace, until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The king of Tarshish and the Isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all the kings shall fall down before him, and all nations shall serve him. Glory to God. His enemies shall lick his dust. All the kings of the islands and of the nations shall bring their presents. The Bible said they shall bow down before him. They shall serve him. All the kings shall bow before him, and all the nations shall serve him. Hallelujah. You know, the first place we read, Isaiah the prophet began to speak. He said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. He said, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. He said, of the increase of his government and of his peace, there shall be no end. Of the increase of his government, the word government here is dominion. Of the increase of his dominion and his peace, his shalom, his prosperity, his governing influence throughout the earth, the Bible says there shall be no end. And David is speaking here in Psalm 72 prophetically about the same Messiah. He began to tell us how his dominion will be from sea to sea, and from rivers to the ends of the earth. How kings will bow before him. How his enemies will lick his feet, will lick the dust of his feet. How nations will be subdued before him. How his dominion will be to the ends of the earth. But you see, what is worthy of note here is that the prophet Isaiah said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. And you agree with me that Christ is the head of the church. The church is his body. So the government is actually upon the body. The shoulder is the body. He said the government, the increase of his government, there shall be no end. The government of Christ is upon his body. It means everything that the prophet spoke about, the governing influence of Christ that will be seen throughout the earth will be through the church. The enemy is licking the dust of his feet. Kings bowing before him. Kings bringing their treasures. Nations serving him will be because the body of Christ will take her place and fulfill her prophetic destiny. So everything that is spoken here about Jesus is going to happen through you and I. Everything that Jesus wants to do on the earth is going to be through you and I. Because you agree with me that the brain is the center that brings the idea. The brain brings the idea. The signal comes from the brain. But it is the body that carries out the message. It is the body that carries out the message. So it doesn't matter what God intends to do. It's as though God will not be able to accomplish his purpose in the earth without the church. The church is his body. It's the church that will give him the right of way to establish his dominion in the earth. And so these are the days to contend for the dominion of Christ to be seen in your space, in your sphere. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace, the Bible says there shall be no end. It means there is no limit to what God wants to do with us. Let your mind go wild. Let your imagination be activated. There is so much God wants to do that if only you can see into the mind of God, you will be restless. You'll be dissatisfied because you know that there's so much that God wants to do. If there is anywhere around you that there's still darkness, men are still under the influence of darkness, it's because God has not found a man to rise. You see, the kingdom of God is the kingdom of king and kings. And so we are the kings, and it is through us that his dominion will be seen in the earth. It is important for us to understand that when we talk about kingdom advancement, kingdom dominion is not going to be without you. If Jesus is advancing his dominion, it's going to be through me. It means I'm also going to be a partaker in the glory. The Bible talks about the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. It says if we suffered with him, we'll be glorified with him. So the dominion of Christ coming into the earth is not going to be without me. God needs me. God needs me as an active participant in advancing his dominion in the earth. I have a role to play. I am his body on earth. I'm his vehicle on earth. If he's going to do anything, I must vehicle him. I'm God's transport system on the earth. I am the one that carries God about. So if the dominion of Christ is going to be seen, it's going to be through you and I. And so God wants us to be restless. God wants us to contend for true kingdom advancement. God wants us to contend for dominion. When we talk about dominion, it's not of your selfish ambition. No, it's the dominion of Christ. But you see, when Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem, all the honor that Jesus was being given, the donkey also partook. They were laying their branches, their palm branches on the ground. They were laying their garments, not because of the donkey, but because of Jesus. But because the donkey was privileged to saddle Jesus, he to enjoy every glory of the moment. So if I am saddling Jesus through the earth, I'm also going to be a partaker of the glory. And it's not sin to acknowledge that, because we are joint heirs with him. And so if I contend for the dominion of Christ in the earth, in his dominion will be my dominion. He said, in thy light shall we see light. In his glory is my glory. In his honor is my honor. So if I seek for his glory to be seen in the earth, I will walk in that glory. You see, as believers, we must truly desire and contend to see the manifestations of the kingdom of God on the earth. We must truly desire to see his dominion, his kingdom advance in our space. Because you see, when we talk about God's kingdom advancing, the advancement of the kingdom of God is twofold. We want to see the lordship of Jesus established on the earth. The lordship of Jesus needs to be established first on the heart of men. And then secondly, in territories. Because the redemption of Christ is not only for souls. Jesus died to redeem the earth unto himself. Say, the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign on earth forever. So the dominion that we are talking about, the lordship of Jesus being seen on the earth, is not only in souls. It begins by we seeking to see souls saved. Advancing the kingdom of God begins by soul winning. It begins by you laboring, seeking to see the lordship of Jesus Christ established upon the heart of men. But it does not end there. That's only the beginning. We must seek to see the lordship of Jesus established in our territory. We must seek to see the people around our territory have their values, have their mindset change into the mindset of the kingdom. We must seek to see people around us deculturize and brought into the culture of heaven. That's what men of ancient times do. When Rome would send our people, actually our apostles, ambassadors into territories, they go to conquer the people, deculturize them, bring them out of their own culture, and begin to teach them the culture of their native land. So that after a while, that place, that territory becomes a colony of where they are coming from.
And that's what God wants us to do. So advancing the kingdom of God, moving in the dominion of Christ, begins by seeing men saved. By seeing men saved come into the kingdom. But it does not end here. Evangelism is not all that there is in kingdom advancement. We must seek to see the kingdom of God established in system, in cultures, in spheres of influence. That you are a doctor is not just enough that souls are saved. You must seek to see the kingdom of God comes into that place. That's your nation. When Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. The word nations here is the word ethnos. That's where we get the word ethnic from. It means people groups. People of the same interest. He said, go therefore and disciple them. So everyone has got a nation to conquer. Not just a soul to save. You have got a nation to disciple. So when we say we are taking the nations, don't just be thinking only in terms of the US. It's only where you go to Canada. You snap and put on Facebook. That's not the only way you show that you are taking nations. God wants you to conquer systems. You are a businessman. He wants you to bring the governing influence of the kingdom there. He wants you to begin first by praying and evangelizing and seeking to see souls saved. But it doesn't end here. Salvation of souls is not enough as far as kingdom advancement is concerned. God wants to see the territory comes under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to show you that in Mark chapter 5. You know the story in Mark chapter 5. When Jesus crossed over with his disciple, you know the storm they had to face, and then finally they arrived. And the madman, the Gadarene, who came out of the tomb bound by demons. The Bible says many times they will bind him with chains and he will break the chains and go forth. That's not my story, but I just want to highlight something. You will see the Bible says when Jesus was trying to cast out the demons out of the man, the demons would not leave. When Jesus gave a command for the spirit to come out of the man at first, the spirit wouldn't leave. And Jesus had to ask, who are you? And it's the lead demon, the principality, spoke out and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And the next thing the demon asked for, he asked that Jesus should please not cast them out of the country. That means the territory. You can see that eventually Jesus casted the demon out into the pigs. So the guy was saved. The guy was converted. He wanted to follow Jesus. But you see, how about the territory? The demons were okay if they left the guy. That's the salvation of his soul. But they wanted the territory. They said, please do not send us out of the country. That's the territory. So it's not enough to get a soul saved. God is also concerned about the territory. The demons say, okay, we will leave him, but we don't want to leave the territory. So he can be born again and be sinking church, but we are still controlling things in the territory. Don't send us out of the territory. That shows us that the redemption of God is not only for individuals, it's also for territory. The demons knew that they could not object. They had to come out of that guy, but they wanted the territory. They say it's okay if we leave him. As far as we are within the territory, we are still going to have more hosts to possess. So when we are contending for the advancement of the kingdom, it's not just for souls to be saved. It's the sphere where we are, for the spheres to be regulated, for us to see the glory of God comes into where we are. It's not enough that you are working in an organization and you are born again. You have a few people speaking tongues, but there is corruption, there is witchcraft, there's darkness and all kinds of iniquity and wickedness there. No, you must mount your duty post. You must mount your altar there as a priest. Righteousness must reign. Righteousness must be established. So while we are contending for salvation of souls, more people to be discipled, we must not pitch our tent there. When Daniel went to Babylon, we did not see Daniel leading people doing altar call. But Daniel brought the governing influence of Christ in that territory. Everybody in that place acknowledged the lordship of Christ. So beyond just leading people to Christ, God wants us to rise in such a way that our lives will bring the dominion of Christ there. And because of our time, I'm just going to run through a few things. Just five points that God laid on my heart.
that the believer must need to understand and pay attention to in this season. If you want to walk in dominion, if you want to manifest the kingdom of God, you want to rule in your sphere. Number one, you must understand the power of prayer. That prayer is not something you do because it's convenient. Prayer is not something you do because it's prayer time in church. Prayer is our lifeline. That's how we receive help. That's how we receive the supply of the Spirit. If we are going to walk in dominion, we must understand the power of prayer in this season. There's never been a time like now that the church needs to pray. Wickedness is multiplying in the earth. Darkness is covering the earth. So in this season, we must understand that our dominion is not in view if we don't know the power of prayer. Thank God this is a praying church. Well, let me tell you, you can never pray enough. There's always more that God wants to do. And God will always need a man to make incense available for his outstretched hand to come into the earth. Revelation chapter 8 tells us from verse 3. John saw the angel burning incense mixed with the prayers of the saints, and the odor was ascending to the throne of God. It says, and God, and there was an instruction. The angel took the coals of fire from the earth, from the altar, and cast it into the earth. And the Bible said there was lightning, there was earthquake, there was thundering. That means supernatural things will happen. We will step into dominion as we pray. The enemy will bow as we pray. The hand of God will come to bear over our lives, over our families, over us as the people of God as we pray. We can never pray enough. Jesus said, in order for the kingdom of God to come, we must pray, saying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if the will of God is going to be done in the earth, if his government is going to increase into the earth, we must pray. So prayer is earthly license for heavenly intervention. When we pray, we'll give God the right of way to move in the earth. He wants to establish his dominion in the earth, but he needs a man to pray. Because Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens of the heavens belong to the Lord our God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. So in order for God to move in the earth, men must give him clearance. God is sovereign. He can do as he will, but he chooses to walk by this principle. Because he willed the earth to man. He asked man to have dominion in the earth. So that's why we pray. We generate capacity for impact. I don't need to, say many scriptures on this. Number two is vision. If you are going to walk in dominion, you must know the power of vision. And you see, prayer positions you for visions, for revelations, for encounters with God. Habakkuk in chapter 2 verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch, I will set me upon my tower, and I will watch to see what the Lord shall say. The Lord will be speaking, but he'll be seeing. He didn't say, I'll watch to hear what the Lord will say. He said, I'll watch to see what the Lord will say. It means when God speaks to you, the word of God paints images in your mind. It creates pictures on the canvas of your imagination. It gives you a revelation of what God wants to do. Suddenly, you are face to face with the blueprint of God. So a man who wants to partner with God for kingdom advancement like never before, you must stay in the presence of God. You need clarity of vision. Because God is only committed to do what you have seen. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. He said, son of man, what do you see? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. The Lord said, you have seen well. Now I will hasten my word to perform. When a man sees something from God, God is committed to that man to ensure that his word does not fall to the ground. That his word is no longer prolonged. So it's important for us to build our capacity to perceive what God is doing per time. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The people are stripped of honor. Another translation said the people cast off restraint. It means a man that does not have a vision that is guiding him, his life will be without restraint. Anything goes. When you see a man who is everywhere, there is no vision powering his life. You are not going to walk in dominion if you don't have vision.
corporate vision as a church. There's a corporate vision for this church. If this church is going to bring the dominion of Christ in this fair, everyone that is a part of this house must be sold out to the vision. But you see, God also have individual visions, because God has callings for individuals, for families, for peoples, for nations. And so if you are going to walk and live out your destiny of dominion in the earth, you must be a man that is impregnated with the visions of God. Your heart must be full with the purposes of God. You must know what God wants to do with you per time. Hallelujah. Number three is faith. Number one, prayer. Number two, vision. Number three, faith. Habakkuk goes further to say, the just shall live by his faith. And you see, three times this scripture is mentioned in the New Testament. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the just shall live by his faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, the just shall live by his faith. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, the just shall live by his faith. He said, if any man draws back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. And so a believer wants to walk in dominion, you must be meticulous about developing your faith. You must be conscious about growing your faith. You must be conscious about stepping out in faith. Because as you step out, your faith is developed. Your faith is strengthened. You must believe God. You must stay with the word of God until faith comes alive in your heart. And then you step out into the water. It was by faith that Peter stepped out to walk on the water. When Jesus said, come, he had never done it before. He didn't need to rationalize. He stepped out. It takes faith to step into things that you have never done before. It takes faith to make dangerous obedience because God summons you. There are things in your life that you are never going to enter. You will keep having vision and daydreaming of certain realities of God you want to see until you learn to take the steps of faith. Like the four lepers, the prophetic word had gone forth. Elijah had released a vision. He said, by this time tomorrow, 2 measures of wheat will be sold for a shekel. A measure of barley shall be sold for a shekel. The general of the king's army said, even if the Lord should open the windows of heaven, what the prophet Elijah has spoken about will not come to pass. But how did this vision come to pass? It takes 4 men. They say, why sit we here until we perish? Why sit we here until we perish? As you walk with God, you must develop your faith and learn to respond when God summons you. God tells you to start a business, start it. Don't say, I don't have the capital. Start somewhere. There was no man who started out being a billionaire. There's always somewhere to start from. Give God the 2 fish. Give him the 5 loaves. He will bless it. He will multiply it. Step out. Let me tell you, time does not wait for you. Moses said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. If you do not step out to do certain things that God has put on your heart, you will turn and find out you are 50 years old. You will turn and find out you are 70 years old. The purpose of God has not changed, but you don't have strength. Lamentation 3 verse 27. He said, it is good that a man should bear his yoke in his youth. So now is the time to step out. Now is the time to understand the adventures of faith and do the things that God is putting on your heart. God is asking you, mobilize young people on the street for evangelism. You've been dreaming of sick people being healed on the street. Step out. After praying, step out. Tell authorities over your life. Receive the blessing of the pastor. Step out. And watch the power of God flow through you. Many years ago, on campus, I started learning how to move in the healing anointing by doing hospital evangelism. I remember one Christmas, I did not go home. I stayed back in school. I spent that Christmas holiday doing hospital evangelism. When I read the scripture and I see the healing power of God, my faith is activated. And I felt the Holy Spirit was saying, will you just be reading it in the Bible? When will you step out to do it? And as at that time, nobody will invite me for a meeting. I'm just learning the ways of God. You don't need to wait for invitation. Don't wait until they put your face on the billboard. Step out. I started going to hospitals. I would go to a teaching hospital.
I will preach, go from word to word. I'll enter some private word. They'll send me out. No problem. I'll rejoice like the disciples. I'll move to the next one. As I started doing hospital evangelism, leading people to Christ. Some people, I'll lead them to Christ. The next time I come, I'll hear that they have died. Well, glory to God. They're in heaven. And I began to watch miracles. I began to watch the power of God. I saw an Hagia woman remove her veil. She was paralyzed. She walked. I began to see the healing power of God. My faith started coming alive. So that now I can step on a crusade ground. And I'm not afraid that Jesus will not walk. When I stand on a crusade ground, I can say, if you are blind, you will see. When I step into certain meetings, I'll tell people, if you have crutches, lift it up and walk. You know why? I didn't start by that. There was a time I needed to exercise my faith and I was going to hospital. You want to walk in kingdom dominion? Seek for opportunity to express your faith. Seek for opportunity to demonstrate your faith. Even if you find yourself sinking like Peter, glory to God, Jesus will be there to raise you up. At least you made the move. There are people that will never make any move. They will sit down in the boat and they'll be monitoring people who are stepping out in faith. Step out in faith. If you are sinking, Jesus will be there. Okay. One spirit. He'll be there to lift you up. God wants us to build our faith. You know, a woman was asking me, she said, my daughters in Canada, they are threatening them. If they don't take the COVID vaccine, they will not be able to walk and all of that. And I'm praying against it that they will not take it. I said, see, these are not the days for that kind of prayer. Let me tell you, the way the world is going, it's not to pray and say, I will not take vaccine. You will get to a point where you will take. You need to activate Mark 16:18. That's where we are. That's what the Bible says. You need to activate it. And the Spirit of God began to tell me. He says, see, the body of Christ, we need to develop our faith. Because there are dangerous places you will find yourself. Have you heard of believers who were carrying Bible to cross borders to enter communist countries to evangelize? We will need to stir up that faith again. We need to build our faith. Oh, let me move. My time. We need to develop our faith for the trying days that are before us. The fourth one is wisdom. You will need to build capacity in wisdom if you are going to walk in dominion. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5 and 6. It says, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth in strength. It says, for with wise counsel you shall make thy own war, for in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He said, with wise counsel, you will make your own war. If you want to have dominion in every field, you must seek the wisdom of God. It is by wisdom that we take territories. When I say the wisdom of God in this context, I mean the strategy of the Spirit. You can be studying the word and one scripture comes alive to you, and that becomes the strategy of the Spirit for you in that adventure. You know, the Bible speaks of Jesus when he said his name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty, Wonderful Counselor. It means extraordinary strategist. Mighty God. He's our counselor. He gives you counsel for every season. You are faced with a situation at work. You are faced with challenges around. You don't know what to do. As you stay with him, he will give you a strategy to come out. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10 says something very powerful. It says, when the axe edge is dull, much strength is wielded. He said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. A translation says, wisdom brings success. Wisdom brings success. It means if you are going to succeed in anything you do, wisdom brings success. The wisdom there is the counsel, is the strategy, the know without, how to deal with the situation. He said, wisdom brings success. And then verse 15 says something very powerful. It says, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because they do not know the way to the city. They do not know how to go to the city. So in order to take a city, in order to take a mountain, in order to take a territory, there is a how.
He said, the labors of fools wearies every one of them because they do not know how to get to the city. It's not enough to have good desires. It's not enough to desire to take a city. There is the how. If you do not know the how, you can be laboring with nothing to show. He said, the labors of fools will weary every one of them. They are working hard, though. But you see, this is not a generation that hard work is necessarily going to bring success. It is smart work. It is work based on wisdom. It said the foolish, all their labors is going to worry them. There are people who are laboring with nothing to show because they do not know how to get to the city. You are called to pastor a church. You are called as a believer into business. The Spirit must show you how. So that as you pray tonight, you ask the Lord to show you how. I find myself in this situation. How do I get into my destiny? How do I move from this point to the next point? I am working hard. Too many hardworking people. Nigerians are hardworking. They are hardworking people everywhere. But their hard work is not leading them to their promised land. Their hard work is not leading them to the city that they desire to be. Because they do not know how. It is the Spirit of God that equips us with the how. Because you will find yourself in a situation where, humanly speaking, you will not have the human wisdom, the counsel to come out of it. It must be the Spirit. When you read the book of when you read the life of Moses, you know, I was teaching our brethren, and the Lord began to draw my attention to the operations of the Spirit of wisdom. That was the most dominant manifestations of the Spirit in Moses the prophet. The Bible says, after Moses laid hand on Joshua, it was the Spirit of wisdom that was transferred to him. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. And from verse 10, the Bible began to speak of all the signs and wonders and miracles that God sent Moses to do before Pharaoh and all the Egyptians and even the people of God. The great terror and the demonstrations of the power of God. All of these things were traced to the wisdom of God. It was the Spirit of wisdom that was at work giving Moses instruction, giving Moses counsel, telling Moses what to do. It was by the Spirit of wisdom that God would tell Moses, speak to the rock. And water will come. That is not humanly possible. There is no school where you learn how to speak to a rock and the rock will give you water. But if the Spirit of wisdom says do this and you act, it may look foolish, but that's where your breakthrough lies. So you see in the life of the prophet Moses, the spirit of wisdom was mighty. Psalm 103 verse 7. He said the Lord made known his ways unto Moses, but his act to the children of Israel. It was a spirit of wisdom that showed Moses the way of the Lord. Because the Bible said by wisdom God created the earth. So impossible situation, mountains. The Spirit of wisdom will be activated to show you what to do. Job chapter 28. He said the Spirit of wisdom turned the mountain at its root. He said the eyes of wisdom sees every precious things, and everything that is hidden come to light. When a man who has the Spirit of wisdom comes into a place that people are lamenting, he sees opportunities. He sees possibility. Why? Because the Spirit of wisdom is at work. The Spirit of wisdom will turn every mountain. What people are calling mountain challenges are unsurmountable, insurmountable. The Spirit of wisdom, the Bible says, it will turn the mountain at its root. So if we are going to walk in dominion, we need to press in. We need to pay attention and ask the Lord to baptize us afresh with the Spirit of wisdom. Paul said, I pray for you that the Lord will give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Revelation is not enough. Revelation is powerful. But you can have a revelation and not understand it. Have you not had times where you slept, you had a dream, you saw something, you remember what you saw, but because you did not understand it, it did not profit you. So Paul said, my prayer is that you not only have revelations, you not only have visions and disclosures. He said, but the spirit of revelation will be backed up with the spirit of wisdom. So that what you see, you will understand. And you will know how to appropriate what you have seen. All the signs and the wonders that Moses did was by a heightened manifestations of the spirit of wisdom. It was not because Moses was a powerful man. It was because the spirit of wisdom was at work in him. And when he was going to lay hands on Joshua, I thought he would release the gift of the workings of miracles. Or might, it was the spirit of wisdom. Because the next verse shows us that all the signs and wonders that took place in the life of Moses was traceable to the manifestation of the spirit of wisdom. Elisha will come into a city. They will tell him the situation of this land is good, but the water is bad. And the spirit of wisdom will say, address the source. He will say, take me to the source of this water. Give me a cruse of salt. He will pour it and say, today is this water healed. And from that day, a miracle has taken place by the spirit of wisdom. When the daughter of one of the sons of the prophet came to Elisha and say, our husband had some debt, he's gone, and the creditors have come to take our children. What did Elisha say? He said, what do you have in your house? She said, I have oil. He said, go borrow vessel, borrow not a few, lock the door, pour the oil, and sell from there. When the woman did that, she had more than enough to pay her creditors and to take care of her family through the famine. It was the operation of the spirit of wisdom. There are many things that we are praying for power about that wisdom will address. It was the operation of the spirit of wisdom. You will see about Jesus in Mark chapter 6. The Bible says they looked at Jesus. They said, where had this man this wisdom and such mighty works that were wrought by him? It means the spirit of wisdom will produce mighty works. We see mighty works in the life of Moses, and it was traceable to the operation of wisdom. We see mighty works, signs and wonders. All the mighty works being wrought through Jesus were first the operation of the spirit of wisdom. You see, the power of God flows in the direction of the wisdom of God. If you understand that, even in flowing the supernatural and ministry, you know that when you have a revelation that God gives you, an instruction, the power of God is going to flow in that direction. One day I was ministering and I looked at a lady and the Holy Spirit said, lay your hands on her stomach. I'm like, I'm a gentleman, I don't like to just touch women in a meeting like that. He said, lay your hands on her stomach. And I went, the moment I touched her stomach, the power of God came upon her. She manifested, she was coughing, they took her out of the auditorium. You know what? She vomited blood and grass and hairs and cowries tied together, life and death. And the doctor had been saying, today they'll say it's the fallopian tube. Tomorrow they'll say it's fibroid. That's why when she went back to the hospital, they did not find any fibroid. That's how she conceived. And she gave birth to a child and called his name Jesse. So I have several Jesses. So I began to learn. That's not the time. It's not gymnastic. It's the operation of the spirit of wisdom. You will learn that the power of God flows in the direction of the wisdom of God. So if God tells you, pastor, begin to build, that's the wisdom of God. It may not make sense. You may look at the project and look at everybody and say, home and abroad. You know how people talk. Home and abroad. What we have cannot lay a foundation. But you step out. You see, in 2020, Apostle Arime told the pastors, he said, God said they should build. And what they had was 3 million. And they started building. A year later, they had spent over a billion. Not 30 million, over a billion. That's the operation of the wisdom of God. Because the power of God will flow in the direction of his wisdom. Many of you have been arguing with the Holy Spirit. He said, do this. You are saying, how can this work? Who has done this before? See, dominion is going to be activated by a heightened operation of the spirit of wisdom. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermingled with all wisdom. You see, as I entered the year, the Spirit of God began to ask me to pay attention on these things. He said, pray like never before. He said, understand my vision. Stay with me. Get the nitty gritty of what I am saying. He said, build your faith. Tap into the operations of the Spirit of wisdom. Because if you are going to walk in dominion in this season, you need to step into a heightened manifestations of these virtues. Of wisdom, of faith, of vision. And then the fifth one, he emphasized to me, is power. There are some things in your life that is only by the dunamis of God that it will change. There are some things that is a spirit of might at work in you that will manifest. As you build your faith in the word,
You must learn to pray for the literal dunamis, the very power, the energy of the spirit to be activated in you. Because there are some situations that wisdom may not tell you what to do, but you are going to manifest that authority that is inside of you. You are going to speak and the power of God will be released to effect change. You will need to pray so that the power of God begins to saturate you. There is a level of dominion you will not enter except you are strengthened with might. Because you see, you need counsel, you need wisdom and might if you are going to go into warfare. He said, with wise counsel, you will make your own war. You also need might. Isaiah 36 verse 5, Sennacherib was asking the king of Israel, he said, do you have counsel and might to war? You need might. You need your spirit energized. So while Paul prayed for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be activated in the saints, he also prayed. He said that you may be strengthened with might by spirit in your inner man. We need to pray to be saturated, to be inundated with the might of God. There are some things that is only power that will change. Oh, I'm a lover of sound doctrine. But you see, there are things that is only power. It's only power that will change. There are some things that we are believing God for it to happen in the future. But you see, if a man comes who has tapped into that realm in God, who can link you into the power of God, what you are believing God for tomorrow will happen now. So we need to consciously plug into the power of God. Let me tell you, demonic resistance are real. There are things that God has ordained for you. There are things that God wants your life to come into, but you are not able to come into it because there are demonic resistances. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, he says, a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. When you need breakthrough in life, any kind of breakthrough must begin first in the spirit. If you are going to have financial breakthrough, if you are going to have breakthrough in your business, breakthrough of marriage, every kind of breakthrough that you need as a believer, it must begin first in the spirit. You must be willing to kick every resistance, every limitations, powers that are standing to limit you. These things are real. So many times when we spend time praying and generating the power of God within you, you may not see that entity, but you know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. As you begin to stir up energy, you spend time praying, stirring yourself in the Holy Ghost. As the power of God is generated, you begin to make utterances. That's how demonic walls crumble. That's how demonic powers lose their grip. He said, a great and effectual door has been opened to me. Who sent him to there? The verse before the next chapter, or chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16, verse 15. He says, put the verse before. I want to see that scripture when he said, I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost. Because a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. I want to show you. Verse 16, we were reading, chapter 16, we're reading verse 9. I want you to go back to verse 8. He said, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. So Paul was saying that it was after he made this statement that he said, because a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. So if you read the book of Acts in chapter 19, you will see that when Paul got to Ephesus, he saw all kinds of worship. He saw inscription on altars to an unknown God. He saw the place ravaged with darkness, all manner of idolatry. But Paul said, the Lord had opened unto him a door there. A great and effectual door was opened to Paul. But Paul said there were many adversaries. Who were first the adversaries? They were demonic powers, principalities that will not allow Paul to preach, that will not allow the land to yield a harvest for the gospel. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, you will see what Paul tells us. Paul said, after the order of men, I have fought with beasts in Ephesus. So the same Ephesus where a great and effectual door was opened unto Paul, Paul had to war in the spirit. He said, after the order of men, I have fought with beasts. He did not say the beasts were men. He said, just the way men fight, that's how I fought with beasts.
So that you will see in Acts chapter 19, the Bible talks about the word of God growing mightily in the city of Ephesus, prevailing, people coming with their magic books, the land opening to the gospel. You will see that it was in the church of Ephesus that the climax of the Pauline revelation was communicated. The church of Ephesus mature in the midst of the idolatry. That was the same place where there were powers resisting Paul. Yet Paul got some of the finest saints in the church of Ephesus. So the fact that God tells you something and you step out, you find opposition, does not mean it's not God. People change their mind. You try the first time, it looks like the thing is not working. You try again, it didn't work. You try the third time, it didn't work. You just start advising yourself. Am I even sure it's God that told me? And you begin, the devil start quoting scripture for you. Wisdom is profitable to direct. But you see, Paul will not take no for an answer. He said, a great and effectual door has been opened unto me. Paul had to war over that land with a demonic beast. So when Paul got breakthrough and victory in the spirit, then things broke out and people started giving their life to Christ. So there is nothing like a hard land. Some people say, oh, the city is hard. There is no such thing. If you understand the technology of Paul, you learn how to war with beasts after the order of men. Now, if you read the scripture, you will know that there is actually a difference between just demons and principality. The Bible says you will cast out demons. The Bible never says you will cast out principalities. You wrestle. You cast out demons. There are demons standing on your way. You cast them out. But when you come to principality, and principalities are the ones that wait for people at the gate of their destiny. Principalities are the ones that sit over families and say nobody will become anything. Principalities are the ones that keep the gates of cities and say the gospel will not move. Paul said, after the order of men, I wrestled. I fought with beasts. What Paul was simply saying is, I didn't just use faith confession or declaration and cast the spirit out. I wrestle. If you have seen two men wrestling before, I know many of you are faith people. You may not believe what I'm saying. But if you have seen two people wrestling before, as you punch, the other guy may punch you back. It is very rare to be in a ring with somebody and you just keep punching and the person never has the opportunity to punch you back. So when you are wrestling with a principality, sometimes you will get some punches. The punches may affect your finances. The punches may affect some things, but your victory is sure. If you wrestle and that principality lift, a door will be opened for a generation to come into their prophetic destiny. We're going to pray. Oh, rapata kata. The same Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. He said, we desire to come to you again and again, but Satan hindered us. It was not demons, because he was casting out demons. It was a principality who was standing on the way of Paul and said, where are you going to? You will not pass. Who is asking Paul, have you paid? Where is your gate pass? There are many believers that there are principalities standing on their way, hindering them from entering into prophetic seasons in their lives. And they are just here begging God and wishing that things would change. Why did God give us power? Why did he give us authority? Why are we saturated with the power of God? Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. God came to Moses. He said, tell the children of Israel. He said, behold, I have given you the land of the king of Amorites, Sihon of Amorites. I have given to you the king and all his men and his land. He said, begin to contend with him in battle and possess it. It is not just an Old Testament principle. Paul understood it. He said, the whole land of Ephesus was given to me. In my vision, I was told to make disciples in Ephesus. But when I got there, I saw adversaries. I saw demonic beings trying to resist my apostolic mandate. But he wrestled until victory came. Are there things standing on your way? Are there lands that God has allotted to you? Maybe he told you, he has given you the land of media, the land of finance. Maybe he told you of things that he has given you, but there have been resistance. Every time you try, it's as if a principality is standing to resist you. I have good news for you. It is time to break forth. It is time to break through. Kabela basanda kaba. Ah, break it all. Palaka baya. Abregedia bada. Oh, blessed be the Lord my God, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to battle, so that by my hand a ball of steel, a ball of iron was broken. It is the Lord who subdued my enemies under my feet. Takele barata, abregedia badaska. Ah, kabela sa, beradia komba. This is why you need to learn to pray in the Holy Ghost. You need to increase your energy level. Alibarata. There are walls that must crumble. There are principalities that must be kicked out of your way. Ah, Kebala. Ayamando Kobela. Abregedia Balatwa. Ah, Kabalata. Pakata, pakata, patakata, abrakataya, aregadia bata, ipatwa, ah, kapola sata, abrakadia badaska. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you. Kabela pate, patakate, arakaba, belakata, azabalaka. Is a city to break forth. David said, but the Lord has broken forth against my enemies like the breakthrough of many water. You need to learn to travail if you are going to prevail. There is no prevailing without travailing. Ah, la quarte parakapa. Asakata, Beradia Badaska, Aliga Balatwa, Aragadadada, Ilagadadada, Ilagadadada, Ilagadadada. Our dominion shall be from sea to sea. It doesn't matter the devil that is standing on your way, it doesn't matter your position. It is time to keep down that wall. It is time to trash down that mountain. Is not by human power, nor by might. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord. It is by my spirit, who art thou mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made plain. Thou shalt bring forth the capstone with a shout of grace. Grace! Grace! Hey! 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 Grace is coming upon you. Grace is coming upon you. To tread down that mountain. To pull down that wall. Gates are uprooted. City walls are pulling down. Petakaba. Regadia Bada. The Bible in Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. It said, now the gates of Jericho were straightly shut up against Israel, so that no one went out and no one came in. What is that gate that was shut against you? There is a technology in the Holy Ghost to pull down walls. It says, shout, shout. For the Lord has given you the city. You must learn to carry your priesthood. God told them, he said, let the priest carry the ark and go around the city once every day. On the seventh day, let them go around seven times. And when they did that, Joshua shouted, it's a shout for the Lord has given you the city. The Bible says the wall of Jericho came down. There was a breakthrough. There was a breakthrough because the angelic hosts were dispatched to war with the people of God on earth. When you begin to pray and refuse to give up, angels, angelic hosts, the hosts of the Lord are dispatched from heaven to partner with you, to pull down walls, to pull down walls. The breaker is gone forth before us. The breaker is gone forth. He has broken through the gate. We have gone out. The breaker is before us. The breaker is before us. Walls are coming down. Gates are opening. For he has broken the gate of brass. He has caught the bars of iron asunder. Akombeliga, Braga Daga, Raga Daska, Aketomba, Abrake, Legadi Abadaska. Every wall standing before you, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Let the walls begin to collapse. Let the walls begin to collapse. Let the mountains begin to be made plain. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you now. Come upon you now. Yes. 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 Hey. 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 There is a release of grace. There is a release of grace. Akombe Kila. Many of you will leave tonight, and the Red Sea will pass before you, and the city gate will be uprooted. Like Samson, you will lift up the city gates. You will lift it up to the mountaintop. You will speak, and walls will begin to fall. Will begin to fall. Will begin to fall. Oh yes. Oh yes. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, is coming upon people now. It's coming. The breakthrough anointing. The breakthrough anointing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Yes. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Ay, 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 ay. The hand of the Lord is resting on people. The hand of the Lord. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. The spirit of might. The spirit of might. The power of God. Clothe them now. Clothe them now. Clothe them now. Holy Ghost. Clothe them now. Yes. 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 Everywhere. To the back. To the front. Everywhere. Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Right here. Right here. Take. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Cato paradas. La gratica. Pelatito. Peladia badasca. Hey! Higher! 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 The hand of the Lord! The hand of the Lord is upon you! The hand of the Lord that came upon Elijah, that caused him to outrun the chariot of Ahab. Let the hand of God begin to come upon you. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Let the hand of God, the power for speed, the power to make progress, the power to break forth and break out, the power to run and outrun everyone that has been before you. Let it come on you now. Let it come on you now. Break forth in your calling. Break forth in your ministry. Break forth in your family. Break forth in your marriage. Break forth in your finances. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth on every side. We are breaking out.
We are breaking forth on every side by the power of God. No more confinement, no more limitations. Every power limiting you, they are broken now. They are broken now. Every power militating against your rising, against your destiny, I decree and declare, let them begin to crumble. Let them begin to break. Let doors be open. I decree a night of open door. A night of open door. A night of open door. By the hand of the Lord, step into new possibilities. New possibilities. New possibilities. The things that were impossible before now, let them become possible. Let them become possible. Let closed doors be open. Let families enter. Enter. Enter into their inheritance. Into your liberty. Abelakumanata. I see the breakthrough anointing over families. I see yokes of limitations breaking. They are breaking. They are breaking. They are breaking. I see at least 7 people. The mighty hand of God is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Yokes of stagnation. Yokes of limitation. Yokes of oppression. They are breaking now. They are breaking now. They are breaking now. Yes. Hey. Hey. A new season of victory. A new season of rising. A new season of opportunities. A new season of prosperity. The gates are open. The gates are open. The gates are open. The hand of the Lord that came upon Cyrus is upon you now. The Lord is holding your hands. He's pulling down nations. He's subduing nations. He's making crooked paths straight. He's opening the two-leaf gate before you. The gates shall not be closed. The two-leaf gates are open. Enter now. Enter into your treasure. Enter into the treasures of darkness. Into the hidden riches of secret places. Oh, this is your time. This is your time. This is your season. The warfare is over. The warfare is over. For the Lord caused what was seized, even to the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and the sword. He breaketh the chariot with fire. Say to my people, comfort ye my people, and say to my people, the warfare is over. The warfare is over, says the Lord. The warfare is over over your families. The warfare is over over your finances. The warfare is over now. The angels of miracles are released. The breakthrough angels are released. Hirabakasanda Pelezusakata. Restorations going on by the Spirit of God. Restorations. Graces have been restored. Anointings have been restored. Right now as I speak, I see the prophetic anointing being restored on people's lives. Being restored on people's lives. It's going to come upon you like fire. It's going to come upon you like a clothing of fire. Take it now. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for grace. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for victories for your people. Oh, this is a season where you experience the help of God. The help of God. He has ordained help for his anointed. He will cause your horn to board. He will cause your horn to board. Your throne will flourish in this season. Your throne will flourish in this season. Where the Lord has planted you, your throne will flourish. A new level of authority,
A new level of grace. A new level of dominion like never before. In the name of Jesus. Father. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Oh, Lord, Sekina Hake. Oh, Lekita Vai. Pelinosila Krada. Rania Kovelikaba. Ila Krondo Sikabada. For the Lord says, my words shall no longer be prolonged. For it is said in Israel that the vision that is heard have on many days hence. But the Lord says, the word that I shall say shall come to pass. And my vision shall no longer be prolonged. I see the Lord hastening his word to come to pass. The Lord says, I've made room for my people. I've made room for my people. For the days of the strivings are over. Now you enter into your robots. Now you enter into your robots. Now you enter into your robots. As a ministry, this is your season of robots. This is your season of robots. For businesses, this is your time. This is your season. This is your time. This is your hour. He has delivered you from the strivings of the people. The people that do not know you shall serve you. For as soon as they hear of you, they will submit. Oh, strangers will come out from their hiding. They will come out of their hiding. You will enter a season of unprecedented favor. Strangers are coming out of their hiding to help you. Strangers are coming at your rising. They are coming at your rising. Oh, this is a year of lifting. This is a year of signs. For I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we have our signs and our wonders from the Lord of hosts that dwelleth on Mount Zion. It's your season of sign. It's your season of wonders. Oh, the Lord will do wonders without number. The outstretched hand of God is over this house. The Lord makes rain and pour forth showers. He makes rain. He pour forth showers. He makes rain. He pour forth showers. You see, as the Lord speaks about the season of Rehoboth, when the Lord spoke those words in my spirit, I said, yes, Lord, we enter into our season of Rehoboth. So I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to us. The Lord is speaking to us. That we are entering into our season of Rehoboth. Into our season of rest. Rest. Weep not. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The seals have been broken. And your seasons have come. Kelo Sevrekinas. Sila Kratis. Helino Sekredina Mandi. Oh, Lefrakina, Lebradia Suske. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a year that God will prosper people. You see, I was telling our brethren by the end of last year, I said one of the things that the Lord told us about this season is that there will be wealth. Is that people will come from strange places and they will bring wealth to your hand. Please just display Isaiah 45. Verse 13 and 14. Isaiah 45. This is the word of the Lord. Isaiah 45. He said, I've raised him up in righteousness, and I'll direct his ways, all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives. God says there is an anointing to build, and there is an anointing to let go his captives. He said, not for price nor rewards, yet the Lord of hosts. The next verse. It said, thus hear the Lord, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabians, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over. They shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely the Lord is in thee, and there's none else. There is no God. He said, the labor of Egypt.
the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Serbians, men of stature, shall come over to thee. They shall be thine, says the Lord. They shall be thine, says the Lord. You will build the city of the Lord. You will let go captives. Get ready for a new season of the anointing of deliverance. Of the anointing of deliverance. Deliverance is beyond people falling and vomiting things. Deliverance is beyond people falling and breaking chairs. Deliverance is administrating the virtues of Zion to bring men out of predicament. That's what deliverance is. And so I decree tonight that deliverance come to you. Deliverance come to your household. You are coming out of that predicament. You are coming out of that pit. You are coming out of that confinement. The gates are open. The gates are open. The seasons of your rejoicing and your victory, they are upon you. You are blessed. Shalom. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Can you celebrate God's gift?
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.